Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, good evening. Erev Tov, Melkama Tahir here. Ron Safari, the Monday's podcast right here. We have today's daily psalm, Psalm 43. It's a combination psalm. Psalm 42 and 43 go together, together. But here, according to the royal order, the Ethiopian Hebrews gathering together in that upper room like the disciples of the King of Kings, Christ, Yeshua HaMoshiach, here on the air.
And when they would come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room.
Hear what it said from the divine liturgy of His Majesty from the second day of the seven. Here for the Monday to the Friday. Here's what it said from the Kedase, the Isla liturgy of His Majesty.
Andenya, kasenyo iskaarb baluta kenoch zawater yemi bal. Said on the days from Monday to Friday. Salam lanchi hun inatachin kavrit beta kristian. Gidda gdaochish lepazion in kwe eta getunacho. Salam lanchi hun inatachin kavrit. Beta Christian, peace be to you, our mother, O honorable church. Thy walls are embroidered with topaz. Peace, salam, shalom be to thee, our mother, O honorable.
I am that I am, mighty and thunderable, exabir masakan, grama, uiras, fatar, madani, alam, tina, easterling, the coast, and the gast. I am that I am, mighty and thunderable, exabir masakan, grama, uiras, fatar, madani, alam, tina, easterling, the coast, and the gast. Sai, tuga, tuga, tuga.
His foundation is in the wall of mountains. Jealous the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine and Tyre with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
It's crazy. For the truth, you don't know how they're gonna react. You're scared of wrongdoers, people that's just ignorant. You're scared of the truth. Be patient. For now,
Solomon. Every African is expected to contribute his share in strengthening our organization and in consolidating our unity to accelerate the victory of the freedom struggle. The word of the Lion of Yehuda has prevailed. His Imperial Majesty Haile Selassie I, the first Haile Selassie, King of Kings of Ethiopia, elect of Xavier, God, and Neho, a greater than Solomon, is here.
Christos. The love shown by our God, you understand, to mankind should constrain all of us who are followers and disciples of Christos to do all in our power to see to it, to see to it that the message of salvation is carried to those of our fellows, our brethren and our sistren who have not had the benefit of hearing the good news. And this is the word of His Imperial Majesty Haile Selassie I speaking on religion.
Boom! Yes, sir.
And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room.
Salam, Cloud. Tenayas to Lynn. Greetings. Rastafari, the Mondays podcast right here. Motivation Monday, Mellow Mondays, Ministry Mondays. Here. Yes, sir.
You live the life you love. You love the life you live. Everything you have in mind, I will give. Ooh-wee. Greetings I bring from top to all. Ragamuffin. Ooh-wee. Greetings I bring from top. For all the diamonds and the money and pearls, I hope your reggae music keep playing all the world. No matter what the price, cause the music is nice. Oh, you look at this and I'm dropping tonight. Whoa, breathing, I bring from down.
Salamta, Tainayas Taling, peaceful greetings, here, the Rastafari podcast here on the Mondays, LOJ, the Line of Judah podcast right here, it's right up, Abyssinian, Tainayas Taling, oh.
Open the book and loosen these and rule and write his name. judge the world.
Who sits up on David's throne? The King of Kings is he. The King of Kings is he. The King of Kings is he. He's come to judge the world in righteousness and truth. So all ye ever laden, come lay your burden down.
He's come to judge the world.
Believers,
righteousness and truth.
Oh yeah, so all ye ever laden, come lay your burden down.
When they would come in, they went up into an upper room. They went
out in the street, they call it
Discipleship Radio.
Yeah. Shall come out of Egypt, Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.
Combo.
That's the only part of Africa that wasn't. And
yeah.
So that's like you was talking about. It's just a pride to be from that part of Africa. There's a big pride, and even Jamaicans and Rastafarians, if that's the way you say it, Rastafari,
yeah,
they identify with the culture of Ethiopia and Eritrea,
mm-hmm,
just based on the fact that it was never colonized. But that's a whole nother convo that, you know, they got experts that we got to be real careful about, because they'll check us on our facts.
Yeah.
But nah, you know,
I am that I am mighty and thunderable exhibir masakan grama we rastatar madani alam tina easterling the coast and the gast. Ethiopia.
Babylon burning. Babylon burning. Babylon burns. They have no water. Fire, fire, fire.
Dear God, please make me into a bird so I can fly far, far away from here. Dear God, please make me into a bird so I can fly far, far, far away from here. Far away.
Comparing, you know, China hosting, you know, dozens of heads of states compared to, you know, European regional bilateral relations is a fantastic example of how Europe has lost the game and has lost its upper hand in Africa. It's game over. Sorry, it's game over.
Hope Entertainment.
Everything is dire.
Come. Where
are you? Rajai.
Allah.
Jerusalem.
For the love of Ethiopia, African land, shines to Africa, divide the people, something is magical. Ethiopia is the reggae capital. I pray, just I wanna visit ya. I pray, major blessed ya. No way, no way, not gonna leave it now. Day after day, I can't believe it now.
God bless his soul. Before that, right there, some Ethiopian hip hop. Before that, also next tune by Ababa Desalegn. He went in the Shekla. Life like Shekla is like a pottery in a sense, you know, fragile, the fragility of life and liberty. But here, riding up with the evening psalm appointed here on the Rastafari podcast Mondays, right here. The evening psalm for the second day of the Shavua, the second day of the week, the second day of the strong. Psalm 48, riding up with the world of Harik, firstly, foremostly, right
Rastafari
here.
Rastafari, Africa is a must, so nobody post now, cause. You have to jump on this your boat, Zion boat, right?
Do it! Mazmur 47,
በቀንብ 48 በሁለተኛ ሰንበት የቆሬ ልጆች የምስጋና መዝሙር እግዚአብሔር ትልቅ ነው በአምላካችን ከተማ በተቀደሰው ተራራ ምስጋናው ብዙ ነው በሰሜን ወገን በመልካም ስፍራ የቆመ የምድር ሁሉ ደስታ የጽዮን ተራራ ነው እርሱም የትልቁ ንጉስ ከተማ ነው እግዚአብሔር ባዳራሾቿ መጠጊያ ሆኖ ይታወቃል እነሆ ነገሥታት ተከማችተው በአንድነት መጥተዋል እነርሱ ሳይተው ተደነቁ ደነገጡ ታወቁ መንቀጥቀጥ እንደ ወላድ ምጥ በዚያ ያዛቸው በኃይለኛ ነፋስ የተርሴስን መርከቦች ተሰብራለ እንደ ሰማን እንዲሁ አየ በሰራዊት ጌታ ከተማ በአምላካችን ከተማ እግዚአብሔር ለዘላለም ያጠናታል አምላክ ሆይ በአሕዛብ መካከል ምሕረትህን ተቀበልን አምላክ ሆይ እንደ ስምህ እንዲሁም እስከ ምድር ዳርቻ ድረስ ምስጋናህ ነው ቀኝህ ጽድቅን የተሞላች ናት አቤቱ ስለ ፍርድህ የጽዮን ተራራ ደስ ይበለው የአይሁድም ሴት ልጆች ሐሴት ያድርጉ ጽዮንን ክበቧት በዙሪያዋም ተመላለሱ ግንቦቿንም ቁጠሩ በብርታቷ ልባችሁን አኑሩ አዳራሿን አስቡ ለሚመጣው ትውልድ ትነግሩ ዘንድ ለዓለምና ለዘላለም ይህ አምላካችን ነው እርሱም ለዘላለም ይመራናል
Psalm 48
Mizmor Menhet Shir Mizmor Livne Korah
Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God in the mountain of his holiness Beautiful for situation the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion on the sides of the north the city of the great king God is known in her palaces for a refuge For lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together. They saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgment. Walk about Zion and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, guide, 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 forever,
Yes, 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 the evening psalm right here for the second day of the strong, the second day of the Shabbat, the second day of the week. The theme of Psalm 48, the evening psalm for the Mondays, is the deliverance of Zion. And it's the last of this trilogy of psalms. It's a trilogy. That Psalm 48, the evening psalm, is part of a trilogy. The sparing of Yerushalayim, even New Jerusalem, La Libella, from the invasion of the Syrians is celebrated. As the city of the great king, the city of the great Melech, the city of the great Nagus, even Nagus Neges, is under Exiavihel as the sustainer, the good, generous Ab, Jehovah's protection, guidance, protection, and secure from would-be ravagers. May this guardianship be continued, itinued for Iva. The note of joy predominates throughout. Hear, hear. The evening psalm, Psalm 48, for the second day, according to the ancient order, the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. So here today's daily psalm, we have Psalm 43, which is a supplement or a part two to Psalm 42. And Psalm 42, the lamentation of an exile here in the season of the Tisha B'Av, with the ninth of the months of the father, the ninth of the fifth moon, Tisha B'Av, and lamentation here in the season, the lament of an exile. Beginning with book two of the Psalter, the Psalms of David is five books, and book two of the Psalter begins with Psalm 42. One particular key and theme is whatever psalm ends with Amen and Amen usually is a fulfillment of a series of psalm of great King David, of David. So here at Psalm 42, we begin book two, the main bait, the 42nd psalm. Today's daily psalm, here for the Gregorian July 26, 2021. We have Psalm 43. But 42 and 43, they are paired up. We're going to get into some of the details because there's a chorus line. There's a chorus line. Like in music, there's a chorus line, a refrain that goes through both psalms. So Psalm 42, the lament of an exile, and Psalm 43, the prayer of an exile, right here. So let's give a first ear for today's daily psalm according to the royal order. Here. After the order of Melchizedek, we have Psalm 43, right here.
Psalm 43. Judge me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. O deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man. For thou art the God of my strength. Why dost thou cast me off? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? O send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me unto thy holy hill and to thy tabernacles. Then will I go unto the altar of God, unto God my exceeding joy. Yea, upon the harp will I praise thee, O God, my God. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God. For I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance, and my God, 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 and my God.
Yeshuot in the Hebrew sounds familiar. Yeshua. Name of the Son of the Living Power, the Bain Elohim Chaim, Yeshua. Here we have Yeshuot. Not so much salvation, the singular sense, but salvation, victory. The word for salvation also can be interpreted as victory. Yeshuot Panai of my face. Elohai, highly I, and my power, my God. So here, just getting a little overview right here of today's daily psalm for right of the Midrash here on the Augustus Pablo Hila Gub, lamentation, the lament of an exile, Psalm 42 and 43. Is like the A side and the B side, so to speak. Several of the Hebrew MSSs or manuscripts, they connect this and the next psalm as one. So when we look at several of the Hebrew manuscripts, we have a connection here between Psalm 42, which begins book two of the Psalter, and the Psalms in book two is the XLII. Is Psalm 42 to the LXXII to Psalm 72. So from Psalm 42 to 72 is the second book of the Psalter. This is why we even find the Moshiach Rabbeinu saying to the Yehudi, say, in your law is it not written? Because the Psalms was taken to be another expression of HaTorah, We know that Dawid, David, a man after Jah, holds his own heart. So here, we have a lament of an exile. So several of the Hebrew MSSs, the MSS, the manuscripts, they connect this psalm, Psalm 42, and the next psalm as one, Psalm 43. And it is to be noted that XLIII, that Psalm 43, today's daily psalm, is the only psalm, the only mizmor, the only chant, the only Isis, mizmor, chant, Isis, in book two, Psalms from Psalm 42 to Psalm 72, book two of the Psalms, of the Psalms, that has no superscription. The superscription, little small type that you find before the first verse, especially in the King James Version. For Psalm 42, it says, for the leader, for the chief musician, Lanateach, my skill, a teaching, my skill. Livnei Korah, for the Bnei, Li Bnei Korah, Livnei Korah, for the sons of Korah. Now, it's interesting because remember Korah, their father, who was the ringleader of a rebellion against the rightful leadership and authority in the wilderness. His sons were speared because he did not continue in their father and their patriarch's uckery. So here we have the sons of Korah. So Psalm 43 is the only psalm in the second book of the Psalms, Psalms 42 to 72, that has no superscription. All the ancient versions, however, divide these two psalms so that the separation, if such took place, must have occurred at a very early and ancient date. In the psalm, reading from Psalm 42 here, since they're connected, Psalm 42, 43, in the psalm, the mizmor, in the chant, the Isis, I have a pathetic lament. Pathetic, what's pathetic? Pathos is suffering. Pathos, pathology, pain, suffering, lament, a lamentation by one whose delight, whose joy and delight had been to participate in the temple service. Like we say in the Ayabingi, in the gathering, the giving of thanks and praise in the temple service, but was now prevented from doing so. Who he was and why he was excluded from the sanctuary, the Isla place, it is not so easily possible to say. Some say it's impossible to say. But a feature of the mizmor, of the psalm, of the chant, of the Isis, is the greater length of the verses. Reading from the superscription, not superscription, but the description of Psalm 42, seeing that Psalm 42 and 43 is like the A part and the B part. Yes, I. So here, a feature of the Psalm 42 is the greater length of the verses that is distinctive of what's known as the Kina. In the Hebrew, we call it the Kina. In the Ethiopic, in the Israelite of Ethiopia, we call it the Kine, Kine. It's like a composition, a poem, a Kine, Kina, Hebrew, Kina, Kine. The plaintive style, the plaintive type of a chant. The best illustration being provided by the Book of Lamentations. And the best illustration for I and I is blues, right? Like the Hebrew blues, the Hebrew blues. Right, almost like that nobody knows type of tune. So there, the description for Psalm 42, the A part, today's daily psalm, is the B part, Psalm 43, which is seen the supplement to the XLII. Note the occurrence of the refrain. There's a refrain that occurs at the end, and the refrain that occurs at the end goes a little something like this. Why art thou cast down, O my soul, O my psyche? So it's like he's speaking to she, to his soul. Why you cast down, O my soul? And why moanest thou within me? Hope thou, hope the I in Elohai, in the power, the true good, the true God. For I shall yet praise Isis him, the salvation of my countenance, the victory, the salvation, the preservation of my face, and my God, where Elohai, highly I, yes, I rise to far. So let's ride up right here for Midrash. And the Midrash here, the study, Midrash, the study connecting Psalm 42 and 43. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 43. Here, Gustus Pablo, the healer dub.
Shema Yisrael, the Midrash on today's daily psalm. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Mim Gimel, Mem Gamel, Psalm 43. But here we begin book 2 of the Psalms of the Sefer Tehillim, and book 2 of the Psalms, the book of Psalms, the Sefer Tehillim, begins with Mizmor Mim Beit. Mim Beit, Mem Beit, Mizmor Mem Beit, Psalm 42. So here in the Midrash, study of the Psalms and the Psalms, so we have book 2, Psalm 42 and 43. Psalm 42 is themed Lament of an Exile. And the notes here in the Sefer Tehillim for today's daily psalm, Mizmor Mim Gimel, Psalm 43, Psalm XLIII, Prayer of an Exile. The note is a supplement to XLII, supplement to Psalm 42, Mizmor Mim Beit. Note the occurrence of the refrain. There is a refrain at the end of the psalm that occurs in both psalms. Ma tisha tochechi nafshi, u ma tehemi alai. Ho heli lelohim akia oda odein. Ye ishuota panai. Well, hi. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou cast down? Ma tisha tochechi nafshi. Why art thou cast down? Ma tisha tochechi, O my soul, nafshi. Uma tehemi alai. And why moanest thou within me, within I? Uma tehemi alai. Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him. Hocheli lelohim ki od odein. The salvation of my countenance, of my face, Yeshuot Panai, and my God, Welohai. So this appears, this is the refrain for the two psalms, and here in the Midrash, the two psalms are joined as one psalm, here in the study. So here, the Midrash, Psalms 42 and 43. Lamanatzeach maskil libnei korah. For the leader, a maskil, the wisdom. Libnei korah, of the sons, libnei korah, of the sons of Korah. Lamanatzeach maskil libnei korah. These words are to be considered in the light, the illumination of the verse, to the wise, maskil, the way of life is above.
to the wise. The way of life is above. So we have this right here from Proverbs, from the Mashal. Mashal, Mishle, Shlomo, from the Proverbs of Solomon. Proverbs 15:24, where it reads here in the Mishle Shlomo, Orach Chaim Le Ma'ila Le Masakil, the path of life, Orach Chaim, goeth upward, Le Ma'ila Le Ma'ila, goeth upward for the wise, Le Masakil. Orach Chaim Le Ma'ila Le Masakil, the way of life, the path of life to the wise, Le Masakil, the way of life is above, Orach Chaim Le Ma'ila. Proverbs 15:24, and so forth. See here the above, see above the commentary on Psalm 32 on Mizmor Lamed Beit, which in the order, the royal order, was the preceding day's psalm. So here in the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, compared with the Midrash, we can see that oneness of the teaching according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews here after the order of Malachias Sedek, because here in the Midrash commentary says, see above the commentary on Psalm 32. And the 32nd psalm here in the season was the preceding psalm, was the first light, the previous light psalm. So the commentary, we've shared the commentary right there. Here, moving forward to Hebraically, the second verse. As the heart panteth after the water brooks, Mizmor Mim Beit, verse Beit, the Beit verse, the second verse. K'ayal ta'rog alay fikei mayim, as the heart. K'ayal ta'rog. K'ayal ta'rog alay fikei mayim, as the heart panteth after the water brooks. What does it mean by the words, as the heart? As the heart panteth, k'ayal ta'erog, k'ayaleta ta'erog. What does it mean, chaverim? The verse does not say as the hind, but as the heart panteth. Furthermore, the noun is masculine when read as k'ayal, k'ayal, k'ayal. The noun is masculine, but the form of the verb is feminine. Ta'erog, ta'erog, k'ayala ta'erog. Some read this in the feminine sense as a k'ayalet ta'erog, but here it is read as k'ayala ta'erog. The noun ayal, heart, is masculine. The verb ta'erog, to pant, is feminine. Thus, the hind, suffering pain in her labor and panting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be He, who answers her, stands for the sons of Korah, the Bnei Korah, the sons of Korah, calling in their trouble to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be He, who answers them. Hence, it is said, K'ayal ta'erog, as the heart panteth. What is meant by the words, after the water brooks? Al ifikei ma'im, after the water brooks. Al ifikei ma'im. The hind is the most Elohim, fearing, respecting, reverencing of animals. And so when the animals are thirsty, are thirsty. They gather near the hind. They gather near the hind. In another comment, the verse is read, as the hind panteth, even as the hind panteth for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so did Esther, so did Esther say, I am as a hind. Hasten to help me. Hasten to help I in Psalm 22, Hebraically verse 20. And here the verse from Mizmor from Psalm Kaf Beit, the 20th verse. Here, but thou, O Lord, be not far off, O thou my strength, hasten to help me. Wa'ata Yahuwah al tirhaka, eya yaluti ale ezrati chusha, O thou my strength, my strength, O thou my strength. In the Yehudi version, the JV, O thou my strength. The Hebrew here, eyaluti may be rendered either as hind, Hebraically, or as strength. Eyaluti ale azrati chusha, O thou my strength. Eyaluti ale azrati, for my help. Chusha, hasten, make hurry. Chusha, hurry to help I, O my strength. And here, next verse. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. Yisrael is asked, for what dost thou thirst? She replies, I thirst neither for food nor for drink. I thirst to see thy face, as is said even in the 27th Psalm, Psalm 27, verse 8. My heart said to thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hence here it is said, my soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. Amah nafshi le'lohim le'el chai. My soul thirsteth for God. Am'ah nafshi le'lohim, for the living God. Le'el chai. Am'ah nafshi le'lohim le'el chai. And here, the 27th Psalm, Mizmor Kaf Zain, verse 8. In thy behalf, my heart hath said, seek ye all my face. Thy face, Lord, will I seek. Lika amar libi, bakshu fanai. In thy behalf, my heart hath said, lika amar libi. Seek ye my face. Bakshu fanai. Thy face, Lord, will I seek. Et panekai Yahuwah ebakesh. Thy face, Yahuwah Jehovah, will I seek. Et panekai Yahuwah ebakesh. Will I seek ebakesh. Et paneka Yahuwah ebakesh, thy face, O Jehovah, will I seek. My tears have been my food. Hear. The fourth verse of Mizmor Mim Beit, Psalm 42. My tears, Haitali Dim'ati lechem
Your mama Walaila, day and night, my tears have been my food. Haita li dima ati lechem. From this one learns that trouble so fills up a man that he does not want to eat. As Elkanah said to Hannah in 1 Shmuel 1 and 8, why weepest thou, and why eatest thou not? From this verse it follows that weeping fills one up. Hence, here it is said, Haitali dimati lechem, my tears have been my food. These things I remember and pour out my soul within me, and pour out my soul within I. These things, Eile Ezikra, these things I remember with a shipaka alai nafshi, and pour out my soul within me, within thine. I recall what thou didst to our fathers, our patriarchs, Bamidbar, in the wilderness, because they said, according to the words in Shemot in Exodus 32 and 4, these things be thy gods, O Israel. And recalling what thou didst, my soul, she pours out, my soul pours out within me, within I. Another comment, I recall what Moses said in Bamidbar, Numbers 29, 39. These things shall ye do to the Lord in your set festivals. So here in today's Psalm 42 and 5, Hebraically, it reads, when I traversed the land in shade, I struck them dumb, for as long as the house of God was standing. How I passed on with the throng and led them to the house of God with the voice of joy and praise, a multitude keeping holy Isla Day, ki ebora basak e dadeim ad beit Elohim bikola rina with toda hamona chogeg. Hear, the verse being brought out as, when I traversed the land in shade, I struck them dumb, for as long as the house of God was standing. Ki evora basaka e dadema adabet Elohim. What is meant by the words in shade, in sak, basak, basak, in sak, in shade? They mean that when I went up to the festivals, the Mo'adim, to see Paneka, the eye face, we traveled in litters that had shades, resembling a sukkah, a hut. And we and our children, in such a great throng that Hagoyim, the nations, the nationality, the heathen, were struck dumb in our presence. When I traversed the land in shade, I struck them dumb, for as long as the house of God was standing. Ki e bora basaka et adema ad beit Elohim. That is, as long as Hachikal, the temple, was standing, Hagoyim, the nations and nationalities, were struck dumb in thy presence, in Paneka, in thy face, that perception. But now I am struck dumb in their presence. Hence the words,
I struck them dumb for as long as the house of God, as the house of Elohim. Idadeh ad beta Elohim was standing with the voice of joy and praise. Bikol Rina with Toda. Bikol Rina with Toda. With the voice of Rina, joy and with Toda and Toda and praise. When I traversed the land, how did I traverse it? With the voice of joy and praise. Bikol Rina with Toda. With song, with cymbal, and with shouts of joy. Hence the phrase, with the voice of joy. Bikol Rina, Bikol Rina, with the voice of Rina, the voice of joy. In the phrase, a multitude, Chogeg, Chogeg, a Chogeg, a multitude. What is meant by Chogeg? It comes from the koine, from the Greek, agogos, 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 and means aqueduct. Thus, like the water of an aqueduct that has no definite limit, there was no limit to the multitude of the Bnei Yisrael, of the children of the sons of Yisrael, as they came up to the Mo'adim, to the feast, the appointments, to the festivals. Hence, it is said, a multitude overflowing, Hamon Chogeg, a multitude overflowing, Hamon Chogeg. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why moanest thou within me, within thy hope thou in God? For I shall yet praise him for the salvation of his countenance. Ma tisha tochechi nafshi, wa tehemi alai, hocheli lelohim ki odo. Odenu, odenu, Yeshuota panayo. Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why moanest thou within I? Ma tishtochechi nafshi, wa tehemi alai, hocheli lelohim ki odo odenu. Hope thou in Elohim, for I shall yet praise him, ki od odeinu, for the salvation, Yeshuot, of his countenance, of his face, panayo. By this verse is meant, I shall not praise him as I have before, for working miracles for our fathers, Aboteinu, for our patriarchs. Now I shall praise him, Isis him again, because he will save me, save I again from Hagoyim, from the nations, from the nationalities. Hence it is said, I shall yet praise him, Ki od Odeinu. I shall yet praise him, Ki od Odeinu. Oh my God, my soul is cast down within me, is cast down within I. Here, Hebraically, the seventh verse of today's daily psalm, Mizmor, Main Beit. Elohai alai nafshi, tisha toha, tish toha, tish toha. Oh, Elohai, Hailiai, Elohai, alai, upanai nafshi, my soul. Tisha Tochach is cast down within us. The congregation, the aggregation of Yisrael of Israel said, I was envious and cast down when I seen the prosperity of Hagoyim, the prosperity of the nations. Yea, yes, I am angry, but thou, the I,
with Atah. As for Atah the Imael, of what concern is it to Atah? To Atah, to the eye. Hear, 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 Lamentations 5:19. Thou, O Lord, art enthroned forever. Thy throne is from generation to generation. As Scripture says, also in 1 Chronicles 16:27, honor and majesty are before him. Strength and gladness are in his place. Of what concern is it to thee, to the eye? But as for me, as for I, my soul, my psyche, nafshi, she is cast down within me. Thereupon I do remember thee, I do remember the eye from the land of Jordan. Elohai, alai nafshi, atisha torcha, all came. Ezekarika, me eretz yardain. Therefore do I remember the eye, all came. Ezekarika, Ezekarika, me eretz yardain. From the land, me eretz yardain. From the land of Jordan. That is, I do, I remember what thou didst for me, for I, when I crossed the Yardain, the Jordan, even when we, I and I, provoked the eye at Shittim, thou the eye wroughtest, didst miracles for us, for I and I, in bringing us across the Yardain, as it is said even in Yehoshua, in Joshua 3:1, and Yehoshua. And Joshua rose up early in the morning, and they removed from Shittim, and came to the Yardain, and came to the Jordan. When I remember my troubles, and thy, the eye, miracles, miracles, I think of other doubts of thee, the eye, in the past. As when it was said in Bamidbar, in Numbers, Numbers 14:16, the Lord is not able to bring this people into the land. As if to ask, where is Haruach? Where is the spirit? Where is the iron? And where is the might? And as Micah 2:7 says, it was said in the Beit Yaakov, in the house of Jacob, is the spirit of the Lord straitened? Is the spirit of the Lord straitened? The commentator arrives at this reading of, do I change, O house of Yaakov, by taking Amor, not as the first person imperfect of more change, but as the passive participle of Amar, Amar, to say, Amar, to say, thus it was said in the house of Yaakov, in the Beit Yaakov, is the spirit, the Ruach of the Lord straitened? Then I said, from the words of Psalm 77:11, my infirmity is the changing of the right hand of the Most High. Wa Omar Chaloti hi, and I say Wa Omar, and I say Wa Omar, and I say Chaloti hi. This is my weakness, this is my sickness, this is my infirmity. This is Chaloti hi, she is my infirmity. Wa Omar Chaloti hi, that the right hand of the Most High could change. Shinota Yamin Elyon, that the right hand of the Most High could change. Shinot Yamin Elyon, that there is infirmity above, that the right hand of Elyon, of the Most High, is changed. No. For HaKadosh Baruch Hu, blessed be he, says in the words of Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah 59:1, behold, The Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save. What is meant then? That your moral infirmities have caused a separation between you and me, between the I, between I? Isaiah 59 and 2, it reads, Your iniquities have separated between you and your God and your Elohim. Hence, it is said, Thereupon do I remember thee, I, from the land of Jordan, all came. Ezekarka me eretz yardain. Therefore, all came. Do I remember the I? Ezekarka from the land me eretz yardain, from the land of Jordan. As for the conclusion of this verse that reads, and the Hermans from the hill Mizar. Hermans refers to Sinai, from which all nations, all the Goyim, Ha-Goyim, all the nations were doomed. Taking the word right here for the Hermonim, and Cherem, doom, is derived from the Hermonim, the Hermans. Hermans refers to Sinai. From there, all the nations, the Gentiles, the international communities were cherem, were doomed, because they did not accept HaTorah. They did not accept Jah's direction, instructions. And the hill Mizar and the hill Mitzar, Mehar Mitzar, and the hill Mizar. This refers to the holy Heikal, the holy temple. Of that, it is said even in Yeshayahu in Isaiah 63 and 18, thy holy people have inherited Mitzar. Thy holy people, they have well nigh driven out. In the Yehudi version, thy holy people, they have well nigh driven out. Here in the Midrash, bringing it out as thy holy people have inherited Mitzar. Hear, the next verse that reads, Tehom il Tehom al Korei Likola Sinoreka Kola Misha Bareka Wi Galeka Alai Avaru. Deep calleth to deep. Deep calleth to deep at the noise of thy waterfalls. Tehoma il Tehoma Kore Likolas Inoreka. The waters above say, we are male. We are Zakar, we are male. The waters below say, we are female, Nikeva. And when the waters above descend, they say to those below, you are the creatures of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the Holy One, blessed be He. And we are His messengers. Receive us with friendly mien. Of this it is written even in Yeshayahu in Isaiah 45 and 8. Let the skies pour down, let the earth open, that they may bring forth salvation. Let the earth open to the falling rain, that they may bring forth salvation. They are fertile, and they unite, and they generate salvation. Hence the verse concludes, and righteousness shall spring up from their being together. Thou dost not work miracles for us, for I and I, as thou didst work them for Avotenu, our fathers, our patriarchs. What dost must thou do for us, for I and I. Hear, hear, hear. In the 8th verse, Hebraically reads, all thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. All thy waves, all thy billows are gone over me. Kola misha bareka wegaleka alaya abaru. Have gone over I and I and I. One might say, there is no merit in us, in I and I. Behold, thou didst command Abotenu, our fathers, our patriarchs, that they kill the Pesach Seh of the Pesach, the Passover lamb. When they killed the Passover lamb, they obeyed but a single mitzvah, commandment. And yet they went forth in the night, mi Mitzrayim, out of Egypt. As scripture says, by day the Lord will command his loving kindness, and in the night his song. His song shall be with me. His song shall be with I. Yomama Yitzaweh Yahuwah Chasado Uvalaila Shiro Imi Shiro Imi. And his song shall be with me. And his song shall be with I. I will say to God my rock, why hast thou forgotten me? Why hast thou forgotten I? I will say to God my rock, Tefillah le'el hayai. Tefillah le'el hayai. I will say to God my rock, why hast thou forgotten me? They who were in Mitzrayim obeyed but a single mitzvah, commandment, and went forth that very night. But what of me? What of I? I obeyed all the commandments that I have been ordered to obey. I have been told, according to Devarim, Deuteronomy 16 and 1, observe the month of Abib. Of Abib. Observe the month of Abib. And so I observe the festival during it, and I keep HaPesach, the Passover, the Fasica, during it. And I have been told in Devarim, Deuteronomy 16 and 10, thou shalt keep the Feast of Weeks. In Deuteronomy 16, 13, the Feast of Tabernacles. And in Bamidbar, Numbers 29 and 7, and on the 10th day of this 7th month, this 7th moon, ye y'all shall have a holy convocation, an Ila'i vacation, called out assembly. And I observe them all. Why the phrase, this 7th month, this 7th moon? Is there another 7th month? Does this, however, means that during this is the month of that thou sayest year by year, shana by shana, quote, during the 7th month, the coming month of Tishri, I shall redeem thee. But this Tishri has, and another Tishri as well, and yet thou, the I, has not redeemed me, has not redeemed I. Accordingly, I say to God my rock, why hast thou forgotten I? Ora, omra, omra, I will say, omra le'el sal'i, to God my rock, le'el sal'i, lama te kahitani. Why hast thou forgotten I? Why hast thou forgotten I? Forgotten me. Yet thou art the God of my strength. Hear, hear, hear. Mizmor Main Gimel, the companion psalm, the first part of Psalm 43, right here, 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 in these two verses. Be thou my judge, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation, and deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man. For thou, the I, art the God of my strength. Why hast thou cast me off? Why go I mourning under the oppression, the downpression of the enemy? Yet thou art the God of my strength, of my strength. Ki ata Eloheya ma'uzi, ma'uzi. Ki ata, for the I male and none other. Ki ata, ki ata Elohei ma'uzi, are the Elohei ma'uzi, the God, the Elohim of my strength. Before thou didst redeem them, Aboteinu, our fathers, patriarchs in Mitzrayim, did not ascribe strength. They did not ascribe strength. Strength to thee. Strength to thee, I. With such words as we have in Shemot 15 and 2, the Lord is my strength and my song. But I am not like them. Even though thou hast not yet redeemed me, redeemed I ascribe strength to the eye. For I say, thou, the eye, art the God of my strength. Then, why hast thou cast me off? The eye are the God of my strength. Ki ata Elohei ma'uzi. Lama zenachetani? Lama zenachetani? Why hast thou cast I off? I not only ascribe strength to the eye, but I say as Jeremiah 16 and 19 says, O Lord, my strength and my stronghold. Then why do I mourn under the oppression, the downpression of the enemy? Lama odera eta haleka de lachata oyev. Why go I mourning under the downpression of the enemy? Lama odera eta haleka de lachata oyev. For from what didst thou redeem Aboteinu, our fathers in Mitzrayim? Was it not from the downpression wherewith the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, downpressed them? Of that God, the true good, Ha'el, said, moreover, I have seen the downpression in Shemot in Exodus 3 and 9. For I, too, life is nothing. Is nothing but downpression by an enemy. Then, why must I go about by myself mourning under the downpression? The downpression of the enemy. Lama kodir eta haleka de lahata oye? Why? Lama. Why? Why? Didst thou not send redemption by the hand of two redeemers to that generation? As is said even in Psalm 105:26, where it reads, he sent Moshe, his servant, and Aharon, whom he had chosen. Shalach Moshe avdo, Aharon asher bachar bo. He sent Moses, his servant, Shalach Moshe Abdo, and Aaron, whom he had chosen, Aharon Asher Bahar Bo. So send two redeemers like them to this generation. Even here in Mizmor Mim Gimel, here in the 43rd Psalm, the Gimel verse. Shalacha odika wa emiteka hema yanachuni. Oh, send out thy light and thy truth. Shalacha orika wa emiteka Let them, make them lead I. Hema Yanachunim, make them lead I. Send out thy light and thy truth. Thy light, Orika, Orika, the eye or thy light being the prophet Eliyahu, Elijah of the house of Aharon, Aaron. Of that it is written in Bamidbar, Numbers 8 and 2, the seven lamps shall give light in front of HaMenorah, in front of the menorah, and thy truth, Wa Emiteka, and thy Emiteka, Emeteka, thy Emet, thy Emet, Emiteka, Emeteka, being Ha Mashiach, the Messiah, Bain, Dawid, the son of David, as is written, even in Psalm 132:11, where it reads, the Lord hath sworn in truth to David, to Dawid, he will not turn from it. Of the fruit of thy body will I set upon thy throne. Nishaba Yahuwah ledawita Emeta loa Yashuba mimena Miparia Bitineka Ashita lekiseya lak. Jehovah swore to Dawid, David in truth. Nishaba Yahuwah ledawid. Amen. He will not turn back from it. Lo yashuba mimena. Of the fruit of thy body will I set upon thy throne. Mi paria bitneka shita lekise lak. Likewise, scripture says in Malachi 3:23, behold, I will send you Eliyahu HaNabiyah. I will send you Elijah, the prophet, who is one redeemer, and speaks of the second redeemer in the verse from Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah 42:1. Behold, my servant whom I uphold. Hence here, even in today's daily psalm, Mizmor, Min, Gimel, Psalm 43, we have it written, Shelach. Orika, wa emiteka, himayanachuni. Send out thy light and thy truth. Shelach, orika, wa emiteka. Send out thy light and truth. Let them lead I. Make them bring I to thy holy set apart mountain and to the I dwelling place. Hema Yanachuni Ye Biuni Yaila Harak Adesheka We Ila Misha Kenoteka. Make them lead I, make them bring I to thy holy mountain and to the I dwelling places. Hema Yanachuni Yebiuni el har kadesheka we ela mishkanoteka. Even as it is written elsewhere about the exodus of the Bnei Yisrael Mimitzrayim, the children, the sons of Israel from Egypt, even in Shemot in Exodus 15:17, thou wilt bring them in and plant them in the mountain of thine inheritance. So, in the age, the Zaman Haba, in the age to come, they will go up, will aliyah up thy holy mountain, thy Isla mountain, and to thy, the I dwelling places. As it is said, even in Mizmor Mim Gimel, today's daily psalm, where it reads, then will I go to the altar of God, where aboa ila mizbach Elohim, then will I go to the altar of Elohim. Wa aboa ila mizbach Elohim, el Simcha Gili. Weo de ka be kinor Elohim Elohai. Wherewith shall I come into Beitekah, into thy house? According to the words of Psalm 66 and 13, with burnt offering I will pay thee, my vows. Abo Beitekah be'olot ishalem leka nidarai. I will come into Beitekah, into thy house, Abo Beitekah, with burnt offerings, be'olot. I will perform ishalem, I will pay ishalem, make peace ishalem. I will pay leka to the eye, nidarai. I will pay to the eye my vows. Abo Beitekah be'olot ishalem leka nidarai. And what am I to do? Give thanks, Hodekah, give thanks to the eye. Even so Asaph said in Psalm 79, verse 13, so we, I and I, thy people, and sheep of thy pasture, will give thee thanks forever, for ever. We, I and I, will tell of thy praise, thy Isis, to all generations. Wanachnu ameka, wisona mariteka, node lika leolam, ledor wadora, nesapira, tehilateka. So we, I and I, that are thy, the I people, and the flock of thy pasture, why nachnu ameka with sona mariteka, we will give thee thanks forever for Iva, node leka leolam. We, I and I, will tell of thy praise to all generations. Lidor wador nisapir tihilateka.
Psalm 43. Judge me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. O deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man. For thou art the God of my strength. Why dost thou cast me off? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? O send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me unto thy holy hill and to thy tabernacles. Then will I go unto the altar of God, unto God my exceeding joy. Yea, upon the harp will I praise thee, O God, my God. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance, and my God, 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 and my God.
מזמור מם גימל. שופטני אלוהים, וריבה ריבי מגוי לא חסיד, מאיש מרמה ועוולה תפלטני. כי אתה אלוהי מעוזי, למה זנחתני? למה קודר את הלך בלחץ אויב? שלח אורך ואמיתך, המה ינחוני. יביאוני אל הר קודשך ואל משכנותיך, ואבואה אל מזבח אלוהים, אל שמחת גילי, ועודך וכינור אלוהים אלוהי. מה תשתוחחי נפשי, ומה תהמי עלי? הוחילי לאלוהים כי עוד עודנו ישועות פניי ואלוהי.
מזמור 42 בקנף 43 የዳዊት מזמור. אביቱ ፍረድልኝ
ከጽድቅ ከራቁ ህዝብም ክርክሬን ተከራከር ከሸንጋይና ከግፈኛ ሰው አድነኝ አንተ አምላኬ ኃይሌም ለምን ትተወኛለህ ጠላቶቼ ሲያስጨንቁኝ ለምን አዝኜ እመላለሳለሁ ብርሃንህንና እውነትህን ላክ እነርሱ ይምሩኝ ወደ ቅድስና ተራራና ወደ ማደሪያህ ይውሰዱኝ ወደ እግዚአብሔር መሠዊያ ጎልማሳነቴንም ደስ ወዳሰኛት ወደ አምላኬ ገባል አቤቱ አምላኬ በበገና መሰግንሃል ነፍሴ ሆይ ለምን ታዝኛለሽ ለምን ታውኪኛለሽ የፊቴን መድኃኒት አምላኬን አመሰግነው ዘንድ በእግዚአብሔር ታመኝ
Glory to the Most High Jah, Rastafari, King of Kings, Lords of Lords, Conquering Lion of the Tribe of Judah, Elect of God, Light of the World, is His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie. Protect my son David as he travels this lonely path. Steer my son far from bloody men who surround him with opinions sharp as daggers. Bless him with a vision to distinguish friends from foes. Bless his listeners with understanding and patience. Remind the critics that all judgment belongs to thee. May the words of thy mouth and the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy presence, Selah.
Calling to hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761. To hear the full of full now, hopefully catch it on the replay. Fully catch it on the replay. Fully catch it on the replay. On the replay. On the replay.
Here. We're right over the Royal Amharic. The Royal Amharic right here. Yeah, discernment becoming better. Yes, I give thanks here right over the Royal Amharic right here for today's daily psalm. First, the native speaker, the reader, Abraham Chebuda, here, and then verse by verse. Yes, I.
Mazmur 42, Bekenef 43. Ye David Mazmur. Abetu Fredeli, Kat Edik Karaku, Hizbim Kirkrin Takarakar. ከሸንጋይና ከግፈኛ ሰው አድነኝ አንተ አምላኬ ኃይሌም ለምን ትተወኛለህ ጠላቶቼ ሲያስጨንቁኝ ለምን አዝኜ እመላለሳለሁ ብርሃንህንና እውነትህን ላክ እነርሱ ይምሩኝ ወደ ቅድስና ተራራና ወደ ማደሪያ ይውሰዱኝ ወደ እግዚአብሔር መሠዊያ ጎልማሳነቴንም ደስ ወዳሰኛት ወደ አምላኬ ገባል አቤቱ አምላኬ በበገና መሰግንሃለሁ ነፍሴ ሆይ ለምን ታዝኛለሽ ለምንስ ታውኪኛለሽ የፊቴን መድኃኒት አምላኬን አመሰግነው ዘንድ በእግዚአብሔር ታመኚ
Yes, in today's daily psalm 43, going to zoom in from His Majesty's Bible, the Metzav Kedus, Royal Amharic, right here.
Legashun, Agarashu, Memelech, Legashun, Legashwe, Ethiopia Menash, you know, but who want the next verse with Amharic.
Bring forth the Bible, bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
Sterling, greetings. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, we have Mezmor David, Psalm of David, Arva Sost, 43rd Psalm, Yedawit, Mezmor. And this is the second psalm in the second book of Psalms, Huletenya Metzhaf. And that consists of Kamezmur Arba Hulet, Iski Seba Hulet, from Psalm 42 to Psalm 72, composes and comprises the Huletenya Metzhaf, the second book of the Psalms. So there's five books in the Psalms. And here we have Mezmur Arba Sos, Psalm 43, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek, the righteous king, Garmawi, Haile Selassie. And here in the Metzav Kedus, we have Mezmore Dawit Arba Sos. Psalm 43 is seen, Besidet Lai Yale Lewawi Likso, the Sidet lie in exile. Yale lewawi likso. A Levite likso. Likso. A Levite's cry, the cry, likso, the cry of a Levite in exile. So here, Psalm 42, according to the royal order, Micaiah and I ride up. We got five verses here. Today's daily psalm. Now the superscription is Yedawit Mezmur of David, a Mezmur, a chant, an intonation of David, Yedawit Mezmur. Once again, this is a psalm of a Levite, the cry of a Levite in exile. The cry, likso, lekase, likso. Like a lamentation, bringing out that idea of a lamentation of a Levite. The Sidet Lai Yale Lewawi, Lewawi, Likso, Yedawit Mezmur. Make an arrival, Besama'ab, Wewulid, Wemenfesik Dus, Ahadu, Amlak. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. One source in Jemralen, we begin. Kutr and verse 1. Abetu Fredeling Kazidik Akarakua Hizbim Akarkrain Atekarakar Kashengayina Kagfanya So Adnain. Judge I abetu Fredeling. Judge Fredeling in favor of I. In other words, judge I, the sense of this is to acquit I. Acquit I. Abetu, I, Father's Father, O Ab of the Beit. Abetu Fredeling. Kazidik akaraku hizbim kalkrein atakarakra. And plead my cause against an ungodly nation. Ka-tzidik, from righteousness. Ka-tzidik a-ka-ra-ku, hizbim, and a people far from righteousness. Ka-tzidik a-ka-ra-ku, hizbim, kirk-rain. My argument, tekrakar, argue my argument with a people, or against, in that sense, a people who are far from righteousness, kushengayina, kagifenya so. Adnain, oh, deliver I, save I, make I dehna, well, safe. Deliver I from the deceitful, ka shengayina, from the flattering, and ka gifenya, the pushy, the shovey, ka gifenya, so, adnain. Abetu Fredeline, Kazidik Akarakua Hizbim Karkarain Atakarakar, Kashingayina Kagfanya So Adnain, Kuter Hulet. Verse 2. Ante Amlaki Chaylim Lemen Titonyale. Elatoche siasach and kuna lemon azni emelalesalo lemon azni emelalesalo. For thou, the I male ante, thou, for thou art the God of my strength, KJV has, for thou art the God of my strength. Why dost thou cast me off? Why dost thou cast I off? Why go I mourning because of the oppression, rephrase, the downpressing of the enemy, of the hater. Ante, amlaki, hailim, lemon to tonyale. Telatoche siya such an queen lemon as ni melalisalo. Why do I go mourning? Ante the I male amlaki my source chaylim chayle my power my chayil chaylim and my power the I male my source and my power lemon. Lemon, why? Titonyale, why have you left I? Titonyale, Telatoche and my enemy and my hater, Siyasach and Kunye. While they, my enemies, while they cause our anxieties and stress and distresses. Siyas chen kun lemon. Why as ni being sorrowful as ni melalisalo? Do I go to and fro? Why? Uter source verse 3. Burahan hinna unet hin lak. Narsua yimrun, wodek disna, tararana, wode maderia, you sedun, oh, send out thy light and thy truth. Burhanihina, unetihina lak, burhanih. The eyes light, burhanihina, and unetihin, unetih, and the eyes, male, objective reality, truth, lak, send, burhanihina, unetihin, lak, send out the eyes light, the eyes illumination, burhanihina, the eyes male illumination, unetihin, and the eyes objective reality, lak, sen, enersu yimrun, let them lead, let them guide, I, enersu they, yimru, to guide, Yimrun, Narsu Yimrun, Wode Kedisina, Tararana, Wode Maderia, Yusadun, let them make them lead I, make them bring I to thy holy, thy set apart, Wode Kedisina, Wode Kedisina, and the eyes, Isla, Tarara. Mountain, the eyes, tarara, the eyes, holy Isla mountain, na, and wade, towards Maderia, and the eyes dwelling, the eyes male dwelling, you sedun, let them take I, to the eyes, Isla mountain, and to the eyes dwelling. Kuter. Arat, verse 4. Ode ekazia viherma sawiya. Gulamasinete nima tessa. Wadasenyat. Ode amlaki gabal. Avitu amlaki. De begena amesaginhalo. Then will I go to the altar of Egeziah, the Herr, the sustainer, the good, the generous, the open-handed. Ah, what Egeziah, the Herr, Messawiyah, to the Messawiyah, to the altar of Egeziah, the Herr, what Egeziah, the Herr, Messawiyah, Gulmasinete Nimades. Wada senyat, wada amlaki gabalo, to my source, my exceeding joy, gulmasinetenim, and my youthfulness, death, happiness, wadasenyat, that which causes my youthfulness, my happiness, wada amlaki, to my source, igabalo, I will enter in. Ave to my father's father, or Ab of the Beit, amlaki, my source, begena, amesaginhalo. Yea, upon the harp, begena, on the harp, Amesagin halo, I will praise the eye. Upon the harp will I praise the eye. O source, my source, Kuter Amis, verse 5. Nefsehoi, O my soul, lemon, tajnyales, lemonis, taukinyales. Yes, itin medchanita amlakin amesignozen the egazia viher tameni. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Nefse, my psyche, my soul, O my soul, O I soul, lemon, why taznyalesh? Speaking to her, lemon, why, taznyalesh, why are you sorrowful? Why are you cast down, oh my psyche, oh my soul, nefsehoi, lemon, taznyalesh, lemonis, and why, taukinyalesh, and why art thou disquieted within me, and why are you causing me disquietness and agitation within I, lemonis, talking yalesh, speaking to she, nefse, my psyche, ye fitin medhanitam lakin amesgnozen, begaz yavi hertamen ye, hope, in Egziavir, for I shall yet praise Isis him, who is the health of my countenance, my face, and Amlaki, my source. Now here, Bamarinya, Yefitain, of my face, of my perception, Medhanit, the salvation of my face, the salvation of my perception, Amlaki, my source, Amesignozen, so that I praise my source, Be'egaziyavihir, in the sustainer, in the good, the open-handed, the generous, the excellent, Ab Father, Tameni, speaking to she, speaking to the psyche, speaking to my I soul, and instructing I soul, because a soul without instruction is headed for self-destruction. So instructing the soul, the psyche, speaking to she, Be'egaziyavir, in the sustainer, in the good, the excellent, the open-handed Father, Ab, Tameni, have faith, yea, and amen, admit as true, in Egeziavihar, the Egeziavihar, Tameni.
Let the message shut up. Rastafari, King of all kings, Lord of all lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah,
Elect of himself, my tent and the rebel exhibit master gone. Yeah, we need to the God, let Jah be praised.
Psalm 43. Judge me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. Psalm 43. Judge me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. Psalm 43. Judge me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. O deliver me from the deceitful and unjust men. For thou art the God of my strength. Why dost thou cast me off? Why go I mourning because of the oppression?
مزمور 42 بقنف 43 يا داويت مزمور ابيتو فردلي كصدق كراقو حزبم كركرين تكراكا كشنغاينا كغفنيا سوادي انت املاكي هايليم لمن تتوينياله طلاتوچي سياسقنقوني لمن ازنيي املالسالو برهانهن ناونتهن لا እነርሱ ይምሩኝ ወደ ቅድስና ተራራና ወደ ማደሪያ ይውሰዱኝ ወደ እግዚአብሔር መሠዊያ ጎልማሳነቴንም ደስ ወዳሰኛት ወደ አምላኬ ገባል አቤቱ አምላኬ በበገና መሰግንሃል ነፍሴ ሆይ ለምን ታዝኛለሽ ለምን ስታውቂኛለሽ የፊቴን መድኃኒት አምላኬን አመሰግነው ዘንድ በእግዚአብሔር ታመኝ
مزمور 42 مزمور 42 بكنف 43 مزمور 42 بكنف 43 يا داويت مزمور ابيتو فردلي كصدق كراقو حزبم كركرين تكراكا ከሸንጋይና ከግፈኛ ሰው አድን አንተ አምላኬ ኃይሌም ለምን ትተወኛለህ ጠላቶቼ ሲያስጨንቁኝ ለምን አዝኜ እመላለሳለሁ ብርሃንህንና እውነትህን ላክ እነርሱ ይምሩኝ ወደ ቅድስና ተራራና ወደ ማደሪያ ይውሰዱኝ ወደ እግዚአብሔር መሠዊያ ጎልማሳነቴንም ደስ ወዳሰኛት ወደ አምላኬ ገባል አቤቱ አምላኬ በበገና መሰግንሃል ነፍሴ ሆይ ለምን ታዝኛለሽ ለምን ስታውቂኛለሽ የፊቴን መድኃኒት አምላኬን አመሰግነው ዘንድ በእግዚአብሔር ታመኝ
Psalm 43 Judge me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. O deliver me from the deceitful and unjust men. For thou art the God of my strength. Why dost thou cast me off? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? O send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me unto thy holy hill and to thy tabernacle. Then will I go unto the altar of God, unto God my exceeding joy. Yea, upon the harp will I praise thee, O God, my God. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the help of my countenance. And my God.
Popcorn, rise up to shine.
I did vision for the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. He also brought me out of the horrible pit and out of the miry clay, set my feet upon a rock and established my steps. He has put a new song in my mouth, praise to our God. Many will see it and fear and will trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust and does not respect the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord my God, all your wonderful works which you have done, and your thoughts towards us cannot be recounted to you in order. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Sacrifice and offering you did not desire. My ears you have opened. Burnt offering and sin offering you did not require. Then I said, behold, I forward. In the scroll of the book it is written of me. I delight to do your will, O my God, and your law is within my heart. I have proclaimed the good news of righteousness in the great assembly. Indeed, I do not restrain my lips, O Lord. You know yourself. I have not hidden your righteousness within my heart. I have not declared your faithfulness and your salvation. I have not concealed your loving kindness and your truth from the great assembly. Do not withhold your tender mercies from me, O Lord. Let your loving kindness and your truth continually preserve me. For innumerable evils have surrounded me. My iniquities have overtaken me, so that I am not able to look up. They are more than the ears of my head. Therefore my heart fails me. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me.
No evil,
let them be ashamed and brought to mutual confusion who seeks to destroy my life. Let them be driven backwards and brought to dishonor who wish me evil. Let them be confounded because of their shame who say to me, aha. Let all those who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. Let such as love your salvation say continually, the Lord be magnified. But I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinks upon me. You are my help and my deliverer. Do not delay, O my God. Blessed is he who considers the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive, and he will be blessed on the earth. You will not deliver him to the will of his enemies. The Lord will strengthen him and his bed of illness. You will sustain him on his sick bed. I said, Lord, be merciful to me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. My enemies speak evil of me. When will he die and his name perish? And if he comes to see me, he speak lies. His heart gathers iniquity to itself. When he goes out, he tells it.
Left my grandmother and I'm gone all about it, my friend and God. Born as a leader. Because if I take on road from where I look at it. And we used to suffer. Really, really suffer situation over two. And the blessing of flow and some people don't like it. They don't know how they work.
All who hate me whisper together against me. Against me they devise my heart. An evil disease, they say, clings to him. And now that he lies down, he will rise up no more. Even my own familiar friend, in whom I put my trust, who ate my bread, has lifted up his heels against me. But you, O Lord, be merciful to me, and raise me up, that I may repay them. By this time I know that you are well pleased with me, because my enemy does not triumph over me. As for me, you uphold me in my integrity, and set me before your face forever. Blessed be the Lord of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. As the deer pants for the water brooks, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God. When shall I forward and appear before God? My tears have been my food day and night.
Not night, them try not to get me out. How them have to stop me now? King Celestia, I let me out. How them have to chop me now? And every time I try to leave me too, them try to turn me down. Sometimes I feel like giving up. I'm not giving up. Rather you alone see. Rather you alone see.
They continually say to me, where is your God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul within me. For I used to go with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God, with the voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept a pilgrim feast. Why are you cast down, O my soul? Why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore I remember you from the land of Jordan, and from the heights of Hermon, from the Il Mizar. Deep calls unto deep. The noise of your waterfalls, all your waves and billows are gone over me. The Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me. A prayer to God of my life. I will say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with the breaking of my bones, my enemy reproach me, while they say to me all day long, where is your God? Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, the help of my countenance and my God. Vindicate me, O God, and plead my cause against the ungodly nation. Oh, deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man. For you are the God of my strength. Why do you cast me off? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of my enemy? Oh, send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill and your tabernacle.
A life over death, man. Good over evil. Unruly
entertainment. Then I will go to the altar of God, to God my exceeding joy, and on the harp I will praise you, O God, my God. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, the help of my countenance and my God. Yeah, man, I saw the thing, is it? Yeah. But we are born up wicked people right now. But we are born up bad mind people and evil, Lord, man. Yeah, man. Oy, oy.
Yeah, yeah, me I say now. You know the boss this man, I tell you, say life are the greatest. Yeah, no care much time them fight, them can't win, you know, them always fail. Cut and clear all demon and devil. Give thanks for the Most High for the up. Rising in the morning, beside me Empress. Give thanks for life and the blessing. We give you on the earth. Protect us from danger. These plagues and pestilence of these times. You know, my name is Andre Hugh Sutherland, aka Popcorn, the Unruly Boss, the 876 God. That is it. Anyway, to the chief musician, I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou Most High. When mine enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at thy presence. For thou hast maintained my right and my cause. Yo, God, you're a devil every time, you hear? Thou hast rebuked the heathen, thou hast destroyed the wicked, thou hast put out their name forever and ever. O thou enemy, destructions are come to a perpetual end, and thou hast destroyed cities, their memorial is perished with them. But the Lord shall endure forever. He hath prepared his throne for judgment, and he shall judge the world in righteousness. He shall minister judgment to the people in uprightness. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. For thou, O Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. Sing praises to the Lord, which dwelleth in Zion. Declare among the people his doings. When he maketh inquisition for blood, he remembereth them. He forgetteth not the cry of the humble. Have mercy upon me, O Lord. Consider my trouble, which I suffer of them that hate me. Thou that liftest up me from the gates of death, that I may show forth all thy praises in the gates of the daughter of Zion. I will rejoice in thy salvation. The heathen are sunk down in the pit that they made. In the net which they hid is their own foot taken. The Lord is known by the judgment which he executed. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands. Igayan, Selah. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. For the needy shall not always be forgotten. The expectations of the poor shall not be perished forever. Arise, O Lord, let not man prevail. Let the heathen be judged in thy sight. Put them in fear, O Lord. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass, why? And wither as green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, as thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who is prospereth in his ways, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger, and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any ways to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall be, yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just, and gasheth upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at them, for he see that day is coming. The wicked have drawn out the sword, and have bent their bow, to cast down the poor and needy, and to slay such as be of upright conversation. Their word shall enter into their own heart, and their bow shall be broken. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be the fat of the lamb. They shall consume into smoke, shall they consume away. The wicked borrow and pay not again, but the righteous showeth mercy and giveth. For such as bless of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hands. I have been young, and now I am old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed beginning to bread. Is ever mercy merciful,
and landeth and his own seed is blessed. Depart from evil and do good, and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loveth judgment, forsake not his saints. They are preserved forever. But the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. The law of his God is in his heart, none of his steps shall slide. The wicked watcheth the righteous and seeketh to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hands, nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, they shall see it. I have seen the wicked in great power and spreading himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the perfect man and be wholly upright, for the end of that man is peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off, but the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in a time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them, because they are trusting him. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against those that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. Draw out also the spear and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that devise my heart. Let them be as a chaff before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them. Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord persecute them. For without cause they have hid for me their net in a pit, which without cause they have digged for my soul. Let destruction come upon him at unawares, and let his net that he hath hid catch himself. Into that very destruction let him fall, and my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation. All my bones shall say, Lord, who is like unto thee, which deliver the poor from him that is too strong for him? Yea, poor and the needy from him that spoilt him. False witness they rise up. They laid to my charge things I knew not. They rewarded me evil for good, to the spoiling of my soul. But as for me, they were sick. My clothing was sackcloth. I humble my soul with fasting and prayer returning to my own bosom. I behave myself as though he had been my friend or brother. I praise God heavenly, as one that mourneth for his mother. But in mine adversity, they rejoice and gather themselves together. Yea, the objects gather themselves together against me, and I knew it not. They did tear me and not cease. With hypocritical mockers in feast, they gash upon me with their teeth. Lord, how long wilt thou look on? Rescue my soul from destruction, my darling from the lions. I will give thee thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much men. Let not them be or mine enemies wrongfully rejoice over me. Neither let them wink with the eye that hate me without a cause. For they speak not peace, but they devise deceitful matters against them that are quiet in the land. Yea, they open their mouth wide against me and said, ha, for I have seen it.
Yes, yes, yes. Give thanks for the popcorn right there. Abundant Life. Check out Abundant Life, the vlog, the video, the audio. Abundant Life, words of wisdom. Popcorn chanting Psalms 40, 41, 42, 43. Here in the season, we have today's daily psalm or the psalm for the previous day, 43, and then coming forth for New Light, 42. So here, here, here. On Rastafari, Motivation Monday, Ministry Monday, Midrash Monday, Rastafari, the Monday's podcast, going to ride out with a sampler of the 46th sabbatical study here for this Shabbat Strong. But first, this right here, 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 all the friend enemies, enemies, and all the rest of them. Say what?
Selassie is a master, yeah, for the enemies are confounded.
Yes, I right here. The 46th sabbatical study for this Shabua Ikev. Ikev. And Dihim Yohonal Ikev. Ikev. Wahaya Ikev. And the consequences shall be.
Sabbatical study. This Ainai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong.
Hebrew first words.
Shalom, Chabarim. Shalom. Hebrew first words. First words here for this 46th sabbatical study for this Rastafari. Shabbat strong, hear, 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 Shema'ah, give ear. Hebrew first words for the 46th, the Mim, Waw, Mem, Vav, Mem, Waw, the 46th sabbatical study, Torah portion, reading and feeding here. We have the third here in the fifth and final book of HaTorah here in the Hebrew book that's called in the translation Deuteronomy. We pick up. Picking up here in chapter 7 at verse 12 for the Hebrew first words. V'haya ikev tishma'una et ha'mishpatim ha'ele u'shamartem wa'asitem otam v'shamariya v'eloheka leka et ha'brit v'et ha'chesed asher nishba'a la'evoteka. Hebrew first words here, wherefore it shall come to pass. Here we have the promise of victory, Ikev, wherefore it shall come to pass, V'haya, Ikev, wherefore it shall come to pass if ye, y'all, hearken to these judgments and keep and do them, that Yahweh, that Jehovah, the I Elohim, true good, true God, shall keep, shall guard to the I the covenant and the mercy which he sware to thy fathers, to the I patriarchs. Hebrew first words here for this 46th sabbatical study, this Rastafari Shabbat strong for Shabbat Ikev. The consequences, heals, following on the consequences, should be the consequences of Hayah, and it shall come to pass, Ikev. Consequently, it shall come to pass, if ye hearken to these judgments, Tisha Me'un, Eitaha Mishpatim Ha'ele, to the judgments, to these, Mishpatim, Mishpotim, to these judgments, and keep, Ushmaritem, and keep and guard, and do them, Wa'asitem Otam, that Yahweh, that Jehovah, the I, Elohim, true good, true God, shall keep, shall guard, to the I, the covenant with Shamaria Weloheka Leka Etahabrit and the mercy with Etaha Chesed, which he swear to thy fathers, to thy patriarchs, Asher Nishba'a La Eboteka. Hebrew first words here, Ikev.
Vihu haya, vihu hove, vihu tihye, vitifara. Vihu haya, vihu hove, vihu tihye, vitifara.
the inner mystery, the secret of the name, the tetragrammaton, who haya, who hoa, who hiya, betisara, who and he, haya, he who was, who hoa, he who be, who hiya, and he who will be, he who was, he who is, and he who will be, betisara. Tifara, the Hebrew, Tafar I, yes I, in glory. Here for Ikev. Ikev. Ikev literally means heals consequence. It's a root part of the name Jacob, Yaakov. Yaakov, Ikev. Ikev, Yaakov. Because remember, Jacob was a heel grabber. So here, we're higher, and it will be, it's interesting because sometimes the past tense is as though the future. He speaks those things which be not as though they be, and it shall be. Really is saying literally, and it was the consequence, and it's already the consequence. If you listen, then it's baraka, then it's blessing. If you don't listen, then, you know, it's not blessing. But here. The lesson right here, we're going through the day one and day two as the sabbatical, the reading and feeding, what's called a weekly Torah portion, the manna, the angel's bread, is seven readings, seven parts. So here for the first day and the second day, here for Rastafari Monday, it's the second day of the Shavuah, here.
Glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Glory be. Glory be. We're going to ride up here for this force.
We're here for day one and day two, the first day called Sunday, and here for the second day called Monday, the Torah reading and feeding here for this strong sabbatical.
Here. Give ear, fifth book of Moses, Hebrew book that's called Deuteronomy chapter 8, warnings and instructions. All the commands which I command thee, I, this day, shall ye all observe to do, that y'all may live and multiply, and go in and possess the land which Yahweh Jehovah sware to your fathers, your patriarchs. And thou shalt remember all the way which Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim, led thee these 40 years by Midbar in the wilderness, to humble thee, and to prove thee, to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no. And he humbled thee, and suffered thee, to hunger, and fed thee, with manna, manhu, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers, thy patriarchs know, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of Yahweh, of Jehovah, doth man live. Thy raiment waxed not old upon thee, neither did thy foot swell these 40 years. Thou shalt also consider in thine heart that as a man chasteneth his son, so Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim, chasteneth, disciplineth thee, Therefore thou shalt keep the commandments of Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim, to walk in his ways and to fear, to respect him. For Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah the I, Elohim. Bringeth thee, I, into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and depths that spring out of valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley and vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive, of oil, olive, and honey, a land wherein thou shalt eat bread without scarceness. Thou shalt not lack anything in it, a land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills thou mayest dig brass. When thou hast eaten and art full, then thou shalt bless Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim, for the good land, the Toba land, which he hath given thee, I. And hear, Shema Yisrael. Hear, O Yisrael, for the Sheni Aliyah, the second up offering up for this Shabbat Aikev, this Sendet and Dihim Yehonal. Hear, fifth book of Moshe, Hebrew book that's called Deuteronomy chapter 8. Here at verse 11, for the Sheni, for the second reading, the second Aliyah, up offering up for this Shabbat Aikev. He Shamer Lika. Ten tishkach tiyohua eloheka le biltia shmora miotsotayo uamisha patayo wehukotayo asheranokia mitzauta hayom. Beware that thou forget not Jehovah, the I, Elohim. Hishamer leka pena tishkach etiyowa Eloheka. In not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes. Le bilitia shemora mitzotayo uamisha patayo wehukotayo, which I command thee, I, this day, asher anokia mitzawaka hayom. Lest when thou hast eaten and art full, and hast built goodly houses and dwelt therein, and when thy herds and thy flocks multiply, and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all that thou hast is multiplied, then thine heart be lifted up, and thou forget Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah, the I Elohim, which brought thee forth out of the land of Mitzrayim, out of the land of Kemet, Egypt, from the house of bondage, who led thee through that great and terrible Midbar wilderness, wherein were fiery serpents and scorpions and drought, where there was no water. Who brought thee, I, forth water out of the rock of flint? Who fed thee, I, Bamidbar, in the wilderness with manna, manhu, with manna, which thy fathers, thy patriarchs, knew not, that he might humble thee, I, and that he might prove thee, I, to do thee, I, good at thy latter end. And thou say in thine heart, my power and the might of mine hand have gotten me this wealth. But Thou shalt remember Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah the Elohim, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant which he sware to thy fathers, thy patriarchs, as it is this day. And it shall be, if thou do at all forget Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim, and walk after Elohim Acharim, other Elohim, and serve them and worship them, I testify against you this day that ye, y'all, shall surely perish, as the nations, the Goyim, the international community, which Yahweh Jehovah destroyed before your face, so shall ye, y'all, perish, because ye, y'all, would not be obedient to the voice of Yahweh Elohim, Jehovah, Yah Elohim. And hear, Shema Yisrael. Give ear, O Yisrael. Fifth book of Moses, Hebrew book called Deuteronomy, chapter 9. Warnings and exhortations. Hear, O Yisrael, thou art to pass over Yarden, Jordan, this day, to go in to possess nations Goyim, greater and mightier than thyself, cities great and fenced up to Shemaim, to heaven, a people great and tall, the children of the Anakim, whom thou knowest, and of whom thou hast heard, say, who can stand before the children of Anak? Understand, overstand therefore this day that Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim, is he which goeth over before thee, I, as a consuming fire. He shall destroy them, and he shall bring them down before thy face. So shalt thou drive them out and destroy them quickly, as Yahweh Jehovah hath said to thee.
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Sabbatical study. This I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat.
Oh, yes. Apologies right there, the mic was off, but it's on now right here. So here for the first and the second Aliyot, give thanks. Windemoch, Hitoch, it was reminding I and I, they couldn't hear I and I, yes I. So here, Shema Yisrael. Sima, Rastafari, hear the words of the King of Kings concerning the fulfillment of the 10 words, the 10 commandments, Esaret HaDevarim. Hear in Devarim, Deuteronomy. Here we're at the third reading here in the fifth book of Moshe, and at the second reading, which may be read on the second day of the Shabuah, we have a source of the quote of the Moshiach, Yeshua Hanotri Nazaretu Yesus, Jesus of Nazareth. Here he quotes from Devarim, Deuteronomy, in the temptation in the wilderness. And it's interesting as you read more on Devarim in Deuteronomy chapter 8, you know, that terrible, dreadful wilderness, fiery scorpions and all sort of temptations. that the Moshiach, after his baptism, his mikvah, he went into the wilderness, that trial of his messiahship. You know, that trial of his, it shows us what we must do as well, going into the wilderness, right, and checking I and I self as he is that last Adam. So here the Moshiach, he quotes from the second Aliyah for the 46th sabbatical Torah portion reading and feeding, which is seen in Ikev. And it shall be, it shall come to pass, the consequences. Literally, Ikev is the heels. It shall come on the heels of, like following up, because of, you know, because of, like in the footsteps of, following up, Ikev. So here we have Matthew's gospel, the gospel according to Matteo, chapter 4. And here it reads, then was Yeshua led up of the Spirit into the wilderness, into the wilderness, to be tempted of the devil, to be tempted of HaSatan. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, the tempter said to Yeshua, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. Now, how many times, called chosen and faithful brothers and sisters, have ones and ones say, oh, you be of Jah, you be of God, such and such and such. Well, this is showing how to overcome the temptation. The tempter came to him and said, if thou be the Son of God, the Bane Elohim, if you be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But Yeshua answered and said, it is written. So here, 46 sabbatical study, the second Aliyah, Yeshua quotes, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. The every word there, this is where we get the word sound in the coin of Greek, the rhema word, the right now word, the rhema word, every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of Elohim, out of the mouth of the true good, the true God. Now, here's what's very interesting right here, the quote that Yeshua quotes from Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3. Now, in the Greek, the coin of Greek, they only have they don't have any word for Yahuwah. They don't have any word for Yahuwah. They would use Kurios, which is really Adonai, which is really Lord. Here it says, out of the mouth of God or Elohim. But here in the New Covenant Hebrew, Wayaan, Wayomer, Wayaan, Wayomar, Wayaan, Wayomar, Hain, Katu, Hain, here, Katu, it is written, Lo al Halechem Levado Yehye Ha'adam Ki al Call Motza Fi Yehya Yahuwah Fi Yahuwah from the mouth of Jehovah. Now, here, just a little bit of time that we have right here, just pointing the Chabarim and the disciples, the brothers and sisters, the Scofield Study Bible in Matthew chapter 4, the temptation of Yeshua of Jesus, verse 4. But he answered, this is the first temptation of HaSatan, of Mas'ema, of Diablos, of the devil. And he answered, Yeshua answered the tempter and said, it is written, Hain, Katub, it is Katub, it is written. So here he took the written word and it became the oral word, the right now word, sound and power to the first temptation. Man shall not live by bread alone. Lo al halechem lebado yihyeh to live ha Adam, that Adam shall not live by bread alone. Ki al kol mota fi Yahuwah, but by every word, the rhema, the right now word, the word rightly, fitly spoken out of the mouth of he who be, who he be. So here the footnote says, looking at the time portion of this, the temptation of HaMoshiach, the temptation of Christ, the last Adam, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 45, is best understood, the temptation of Moshiach, the temptation of Christ, who is the last Adam, based on 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 45, is best understood and understood when contrasted with that of, quote, the first man, Adam. Adam was tempted in his place of Adon, Adawan, of Adon, of Lord, of creation, a lordship with but one reservation, and that was the knowledge of good and evil, according to Bereshit, Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, and Genesis chapter 2, verses 16 and 17. Now, through the woman, he was tempted. He allowed himself to be tempted to add that also to his dominion, because Adam was created very good. Now, for him now to add good and evil was to lessen the very goodness. Could he rule over it? It's obvious he didn't. Thus, we have the last Adam. Falling and failing, he lost all. But Moshiach, Yeshua, had taken the place of a lowly servant, acting only from and in obedience in Shema to Ha'av, to Abba, according to Philemon 2:5-8, John 5:19, 6:57, 8:28, and 54. Schofield notes right here, as well as comparing this with Isaiah chapter 41, verse 8, and the notes there in the Schofield Study Bible. Why did Yeshua act and take the place of a lowly servant? That he might redeem a fallen race and a creation under the curse. According to Genesis chapter 3, verses 17 to 19, Romans chapter 8, verses 19 to 23. Ha-Satan, Satan, the adversary's one object in the threefold temptation. Satan tempted Yeshua. He tempted the Trinity. The threefold temptation was to induce, if it were possible, HaMoshiach to act from himself. To act from himself. The word does not act from itself. The word acts according to the one who gives the word. In independency of Abiyo, of his father. The first two temptations were a challenge to Moshiach from the God of this world to prove himself indeed the Bane Elohim, the son of Elohim. The third temptation was the offer of the usurping prince of this world to divest himself, where HaSatan said, I'll give you all these things, but to divest himself of that which rightfully belonged to HaMoshiach, to the Messiah as son of man and son of David on David, on the condition, conditional, on the condition that he accept the scepter of HaSatan's world principles. Yeshua, HaMoshiach, defeated HaSatan, Satan, by a means and by a way that's open to his humblest follower, even amongst I, his humblest follower. What does that mean? The intelligent use of the word of Elohim. In his second temptation, HaSatan also used scripture. Satan used scripture, but a promise available only to one in the path of obedience. And also he twisted it too. We'll get into that forward. He twisted scripture. He left out a portion of the verse. The scene gives emphasis to the vital importance of what we find in 2 Timothy 2 and 15, the rightly dividing the word of truth, the rightly dividing of the word, the word, the word, the word, the word of truth.
Yeah, man. It's a man's gonna see a vlog to make it righteous and good for the love of the people, you know. It's a Imperial man to send for the island to last, yeah. They watch us how we live, keep on sharing whenever time we give it, show us friends in caring. Oh, how can the people leave that system if you show no love? Word of truth, word of truth.
youth. Don't tell no lie, mama, hear me as a youth. Word of truth, word of truth. In this fatty day of time, they use them as a revolution. Word of truth, word of truth. Babylon, you make it hard for the poor man, you brute. Word of truth, word of truth. Me love the girl, word of them ugly, word of them cute. Everyone! It's important, them just a know. And I will go in the slogan, I will go mix it up. Come back to the support, the vegan show. Rastafari, he said them a ring papi show. Just go from the time with the mystic way of flow. Be quick within your mind, all red to get your flow. Don't come too fast, them no know if it's slow. On the ghetto youth, you know fi find no harrow. Truth, word of truth. Now tell you now, you must love the ghetto youth. African roots, this are the African youth. Oi, love black woman, them love the ghetto youth. This are the truth, black woman you're cute. Oi, Babylon me not say mute. Word of truth, what the thing you distribute. Oi, yo, goodness attribute. I live among these people every day. Some will love the youth, them and the sweet, some say nay. The youth so will go full. I pray we fight against hunger and not more rare. What will the government do? Long time I just say repatriation, but they're full of dismay. So they only want to get to youth for it declare. Oh, we collect them money and go blame. Word of truth, word of truth. I society you must love to get to youth. Word of truth, word of truth. Babylon never you kick the black woman with your dirty boots. Word of truth, word of truth. Police commissioner, stop shopping, get your youth. Word of truth, word of truth. I am the water to the root, the limb that bear the weight of the fruit. Happy welcome, all wise. Not many of people love coming down here. Them represent the ghetto as the wear and tear. Quick be bout to the white man and sell out the black man share. Oh, what's them if I yet want grab a here? Come and grab me black woman and bring her everywhere. Embrace us up our right principles. Now I know it's too aggressive. Burn down your damn. Word of truth, word of truth. Not tell no lie, we have to love the ghetto youth. Word of truth, word of truth. In this past city of time, the man's a revolution. Word of truth, word of truth. The youth can only be free when you speak the truth. Word of truth, word of truth. Oh, you make it hard for the poor, you dirty brute. Everyone is important, you just...